Hayala Sumo. Hayala Fumo. Hayala Fumo. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah.
Inna alhamdulillah. نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فهو المهتد ومن يضل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. All praise due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We thank Him, we depend on Him, and we seek His forgiveness. We ask Allah to protect us from the evils of our hearts and from our bad deeds. Verily, if Allah guides someone, no one can misguide him. And if Allah misguides someone, then no one can guide him. Be a witness that no one is worthy of worship except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. And I be a witness that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his servant and last messenger. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. Today's khutbah, it's about how the Holy Quran introduces Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. We all know that the Holy Quran is the last message revealed to the last Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. While this final scripture focuses on tawheed, the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the akhirah, the hereafter, and the risala, prophethood, the book also presents divine guidance with regards to worships, morals, and affairs of individual and social life. In addition, the book also narrates the stories of earlier prophets and gives an introduction to our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Time and again, the book also details the attributes of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his miraculous personality, his patience and his forbearance, his endurance and his perseverance, his nobility and his forgiveness, his commitment and his devotion to Allah's message. The purpose is that the Ummah should be introduced to both the revealed Quran preserved in writing and the living Quran in the personality of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, preserved in history for all times to come. Through the Quranic introduction, the Ummah gets the idea of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam magnificent and the greatness of his stature. It is only through His love and obedience that one can get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are very many verses in the Holy Quran revealing and attesting to Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's great character. But let me quote ayah 128 of Surah At-Tawbah. لَقَدْ جَاءَكُمْ رَسُولٌ مِّنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ عَزِيزٌ عَلَيْهِ مَا عَنِتُّمْ حَرِيصٌ عَلَيْكُمْ بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ رَؤُوفٌ رَحِيمٌ. A messenger has come to you from among yourselves. Your suffering distress him. He is deeply concerned for you and full of kindness and mercy toward the believers. The Arabs were very proud of their ancestor lineage. They even were proud of their camel's lineage and horses. They looked down upon non-Arabs as ajami, meaning mute or without tongue. It was beyond them to obey anyone who belonged to the non-Arab's lineage. In the referred ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addressed the Arabs and Quraysh and emphasized that the person who has been sent to them with Allah's message was none but one from among themselves. It was a great blessing of the Almighty upon Quraysh that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was raised from among their own people. This fact is mentioned in the ayah 164 of Surah Al-Imran. Allah has been truly gracious to the believers in sending them a messenger from among their own to recite His revelations to them, to make them grow in purity, and to teach them the scripture and wisdom. Before that, they were clearly astray. The blessed personality of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mirrors the acceptance of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam's supplication, as attested by ayah 129 of Surah Al-Baqarah. Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam submitted to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in words translated as, "Our Lord, make a messenger of their own, rise up from among them to recite your revelations to them, teach them the scripture and wisdom, and beautify them. You are the mighty, the wise." ربنا وابعث فيهم رسولا منهم يتلو عليهم آياتك ويعلمهم الكتاب والحكمة ويزكيهم إنك أنت العزيز الحكيم. The ayah I quoted earlier makes it clear that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the messenger of Allah for the entire humanity, and he is from mankind and not from any other kind like angels. The ayah 130 of Surah Kahf said, "Say, Rasulullah, I am only a human being like you, to whom it has been revealed that your Allah is one." In the ayah, لَقَدْ جَاءَكُمْ رَسُولٌ مِّنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ, the word أَنفُسِكُمْ has also been read and recited as أَنفَسَكُمْ, with fatha or on the letter fa. Ibn Abbas related its meaning as right from Adam alayhi salam to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam's father Abdullah. The ancestral lineage of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam is pure from all wrongdoings and sins. One can see the evident, the continuous chain of purity throughout the ancestral lineage of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam was preserved and protected to give birth to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. When the Roman Emperor asked Abu Sufyan, who was not Muslim until then, the lineage of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Abu Sufyan replied, "He has noble ancestry." To which the Roman Emperor replied, "Prophets are always from the noble families." Narrated by Bukhari. The second part of the ayah is "Azizun alayhi ma anittum," which means that it grieves Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam that you should suffer or go through hardship, read any biography of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and you will realize that his companion, his compassion, his kindness and mercy were for everyone without any distinction, for friends or enemies. The Holy Quran attests to his kindness for the non-believers. He sallallahu alayhi wasallam was equally worried for non-believers too. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used to send his revelations to comfort his messenger. فَلَا يَحْزُنُكَ قَوْلُهُمْ إِنَّا نَعْلَمُ مَا يُسْرُونَ وَمَا يُعْلِنُونَ. So Rasulullah, do not be distressed at what they say. We know what they conceal and what they reveal. Ayah 176 من سورة العمران read, وَلَا يَحْزُنُكَ الَّذِينَ يُسَارِعُونَ فِي الْكُفْرِ إنهم لن يضروا الله شيئا يريد الله ألا يجعل لهم حظا في الآخرة ولهم عذاب عظيم. رسول الله, do not be grieved by those who are quick to disbelieve. They will not harm Allah in the least. It is Allah's will that they will have no share in the hereafter. A terrible torment awaits them. Ayah 6 of Surah Kahf say, but Rasulullah, are you going to worry yourself to death over them if they do not believe in this message? At the Battle of Badr, some disbelievers were taken prisoners, and that made Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam uneasy, and he could not sleep the whole night. One companion from Medina asked if Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam was not feeling well. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam replied, no, but I hear painful sighs of Abbas and that hurts me. Listening to this, the companion quietly went and untied Abbas, who then could sleep. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam asked as to why he had stopped. The companion replied that he had untied Abbas. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam asked him to go and untie all the prisoners. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam did not take rest until all the prisoners were put at ease and he could then sleep. Imagine, these were the prisoners who had persecuted the Muslims for long 13 years. But even then, Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam was restless at their pain. Abbas was the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam uncle, a non-Muslim until then, who came to the battle field only due to peer pressure. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam did not discriminate on the basis of relationship and felt for all the same way. There is another incident. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in ayah 33 of Surah Anfal of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam migration from Mecca. But Allah would not send them punishment while you, Rasulullah, are in their midst. Once Mecca faced a terrible famine and people were starving, Abu Sufyan went and respectfully submitted to Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam to pray for the Meccans. He added that Meccans were Prophet's kith and kin and relatives. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam dispatched a message then and there to Sumayya ibn Asl radiallahu an to send help with grain and provisions. Sumayya, knowing that Meccans were persecuting Muslims, was withholding supplies, but as soon as he received the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam message, he sent a huge supply of the needful, and consequently Meccans were relieved. When Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam was kind to the non-Muslims, one can well imagine his feeling toward the Muslims. There are numerous traditions showing Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam saving his ummah from hardship. As per Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, quoted by Sahih al-Bukhari, when Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam ascended the heaven during the Mi'raj, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mandated 50 daily prayers for Muslims.
موسى عليه السلام said to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, your ummah lacks the strength to abide by the mandate. Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم pleaded Allah سبحانه وتعالى in favor of his ummah. Number of prayers were reduced, but Musa عليه السلام kept recommending the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم for more concession till the number was reduced to 5 daily prayers. On one hand, this event shows us Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم submission to Allah سبحانه وتعالى. On the other hand, it shows his love and affection for the ummah. The number was reduced to 5, but these 5 prayers are equal to 50 in reward. Musa alayhi salam, the statement, your ummah lacks the strength to abide by the mandate of 50 prayers, prompts Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam to continue his pleadings with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for dignity in prayer. There was nothing dearer than prayers to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam's heart, but the thought of ummah was always very close and dear to his heart. Once during Ramadan, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam was traveling from Mecca to Medina, so fasting, when he saw, when he sallallahu alayhi wasallam reached the place called Usfan, he sallallahu alayhi wasallam asked for water to drink. Scholars said that it was a gesture to save his companions from the hardship of fasting during the journey. It is stated by Umm al-Mu'mineen Aisha radiallahu anha that Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam prayed Salat al-Tarawih in congregation for 2 nights and did not go to the mosque the 3rd night. He sallallahu alayhi wasallam mentioned to his companion, the next morning I saw you coming to the mosque and waiting. I refrained from joining by thinking that Tarawih may not be made obligatory for you. Anas radiallahu anhu said, once the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam was praying Tahajjud, I happened to join him when he saw, when he sallallahu alayhi wasallam felt that I was praying behind him, he sallallahu alayhi wasallam shortened his prayer to make it easy on me. All this shows Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam's love and affection for his ummah. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم. أدعو الله عسى أن تكون هذه الساعة إجابة. Supplicate me, Allah, accept all supplication at this time. السلام على رسول الله إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. We discussed 2 of the 4 of his attributes sallallahu alayhi wasallam mentioned in ayah 128 of Tarawih. Surah At-Tawbah. لَقَدْ جَاءَكُمْ رَسُولٌ مِّنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ عَزِيزٌ عَلَيْهِ مَا عَنِتُّمْ. This is the messenger has come to you from among yourselves. Your suffering distress him. Let us discuss the rest of the ayah, which reads حَرِيصٌ عَلَيْكُمْ بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ رَؤُوفٌ رَحِيمٌ. That is, he is deeply concerned for you and is full of kindness and mercy toward the believers. At the Quran, Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, from the noblest and purest lineage and is most exalted in character, the ayah continues to define the second attribute, which is that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam is extremely kind, affectionate and merciful to his ummah. The third attribute of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam is that he is very concerned for the good of his ummah
in this world as well as in the hereafter. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had no wish for his own self, but he always focused on the betterment of his ummah, and in the ummah rests the interest of the entire humanity. He sallallahu alaihi wasallam had an intense yearning to connect the created with the Creator. He longed that man should recognize his Lord, his real master, his sustainer, and his provider, and obey him the way he must be obeyed. He sallallahu alaihi wasallam knew the consequences of disobedience, disloyalty, and thankfulness. Mercy to the mankind. He sallallahu alaihi wasallam wanted to save people from Allah's displeasure, and his deep concern for people caused him great discomfort. Ayah 103 of Surah Yusuf reads, however eagerly you, Rasulullah, may want them to, most men will not believe. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala time and again comforted Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam not to worry so much about the disbelievers. Ayah 3 of Surah Al-Shura said, Rasulullah, are you going to worry yourself to death because they will not believe? There are many such counseling and comforting ayah in the Holy Quran. Utbah ibn Rabi'ah, the chief of the Quraysh, once went with a proposal to resolve the conflict between his tribes and Allah's messenger. Utbah said to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, my cousin, by breaching this new faith, if you want wealth, we can put together so much that you will be the richest person among us. If you want name and leadership, we are willing to name you as our leader and wouldn't make any decision without your consent. If you want kinship, we will make you our king. If you are possessed by a spirit and you don't know its cure, we can provide you with the best physician and will make sure that you are fully cured. When Utbah concluded his proposal, Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to him, listen to me now. He sallallahu alaihi wasallam then recited some verses from Surah Fussilat. Utbah was so much moved by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam recitation that he went to the leaders of Quraysh and said to them, I have heard such a kalam that I had never heard before. I swear by God that it is not poetry, it's not magic, and it is not heresy. People of Quraysh, listen to me and agree to what I say. Leave this person, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, alone and let him go his own way. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam rejected all these offers of wealth, honor, and power, which could have been very tempting to anyone. He sallallahu alaihi wasallam made it clear that he sallallahu alaihi wasallam had come with the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and his mission was to deliver the message to everyone who was prepared to listen. The supplication made by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam from time to time reflect his deep affection for the ummah and its well-being in both the worlds. The person who prepares to depart from the next world think of things which are very dear to his heart. Listen to what our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam wished for the Muslim community a month before his death. He sallallahu alaihi wasallam prayed, may Allah give you peace, protect and save you from evil, help you and exalt you, guide you and shield you from adversity and safeguard your deen for you. This is only one example. If you read his biography, you will find that he sallallahu alayhi wasallam was extremely concerned for the good of his ummah and prayed for it day and night. This ayah under discussion mentioned two additional attributes of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, which are bil mu'minina raufun rahim. He sallallahu alayhi wasallam is full of kindness and mercy toward the believers. We all know that Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam is mercy to the world, and his attribute of mercy is for all the humanity without any discrimination. In one of the ayahs of Surah Al-Anbiya, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses him as, translated as, Rahmatun Al-Alameen. And in this ayah of Surah Tawbah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls him Rahim. There is no conflict between Rahmah and Rahim, as truth never contradicts itself. Scholars' opinion that the ayah of Surah Al-Anbiya mentioned his general mercy and kindness, while ayah of Surah Al-Tawbah emphasizes his special mercy and kindness toward the believers. There are numerous examples of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's love, affection, thoughtfulness, and concern for the ummah. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu said that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's sermons were always educational and engaging. We always looked forward to them, yet Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam delivered them only occasionally and not daily, so as not to discomfort them. This narrated by Bukhari and Muslim. Whenever a child cried during the prayer, Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to shorten his prayer to enable the mother to take care of her child. It was controlled, and his the disturbance and distraction of those who prayed, so his companions loved to be at his service. But he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never liked the idea of seeing someone walking on foot while he himself rode the camel or the horse. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never accepted any inheritance of a deceased. On the contrary, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam always paid off money for those who died in debt. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam always kept his heart clean. Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu narrates that Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, none of my companions should convey to me anything regarding another, because I desire to meet every one of you with a clean heart. Narrated by Abu Dawood and Tirmidhi. This tradition emphasizes that a Muslim should not have a bias or prejudice against anyone, and his heart should remain clean. It was Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's habit to pray for his ummah. He always loved children, said salam to them, used to provide them riot, was kind to the slave, visited them, and invited them to have food with him. Time will never be enough to count the attributes of love, compassion, and mercy of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma arina al-haqqa haqqan wa rizqna ittiba'ah. وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من علم لا ينفع ومن قلب لا يخشع ومن نفس لا تشبع ومن دعوة لا يستجاب لها. اللهم انزع حب الدنيا من قلوبنا. اللهم انصر دينك وكتابك وسنة نبيك وأوليائك الصالحين. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من الربا والزنا والظلم والغش والكذب والبغي والعدوان. عباد الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان
وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون فاذكروا الله العظيم الجليل يذكركم واشكروه على النعم يزدكم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون وأقم الصلاة.
الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله. حي على الصلاة. حي على الفلاح.